Hello, podcast friends. This is your host, Pedro Diaz, aka Peter Days, from the Cultural Broker, the Latino Experience. And I'm here today to share a story and to give some advice about positively influence friends. Guess what I mean by that? And pull out my notes. This Sunday, I was just thinking about one occasion. Was that back in my college days, I was a club promoter, and I was promoting a club promoting an event to fundraise money for student organizations and for myself too. I was doing it for profit as well. If I didn't do it for student organizations, I did it for profit. And I was remembering that in that time, a competitor. So I'll just read a little bit of what I wrote. So I was reflecting on my past when I was an event club promoter. I would organize events, charge a cover to fundraise for students and organizations, and for profit for myself. I remember that a competitor, a promoter, went to one of the bar club owners and said that basically I was in shit, that he could fill the bar at a higher capacity than me, etc., etc., etc. I know this because the owner told me. The owner kind of liked me better, I guess. And the competitor's partner was actually a friend of mine. Friend, right? And he was a friend, but they knew each other before, whatever. I was thinking, my thought or my reflection was that, and I wonder if this guy and my friend and his partner would have talked to me and worked things out, we could have built something larger than each other. Maybe that was my thought. That was my thought, that maybe we could have built something larger than each other. But for many reasons, it never happened. That conversation never happened. And they started promoting events just the way I was doing it. I didn't have a chance to compete with them because one of my partners left schools, switched schools, and the events I was doing alone did not pull as many people. At the time, I acted cool and like I had better things to do, which I did because I always had two jobs. I'm Mexican-American, we're always working. I would attend actually the competitors' event, those events and promotions of my competitors after, because my friend, his partner, he was my roommate as well. So there was a strange connection there, and he would invite me and let me in for free and whatever. So getting to the point of this reflection or this thought, my reflection of this whole deal was, in those parties, many friends from school would go, and of course it's university, drink. And one friend in particular, an actual friend, this guy was more of an academic, more intellectual guy. This guy would just talk shit about the people promoting and buying bottle services and getting drunk with their parents' money and pointing out their shallow personalities. I didn't realize it back then, but the positive influence he would have in my life. And because of him, I remember that I got a job at the university with the dean of the College of Business. And I followed him into some student organization meetings. And later on, I became president of the organizations and leader in other organizations. And I was thinking, I'm like, man, maybe it was great that conversation never happened with that competitor. because I took a healthier route because of one good friend or one good influence. And today, almost 8-9 years later, I texted him and I asked him if he remembered my club promoting days, and he laughed and said, yeah, man, I just wanted to say thank you because you and your family have positively influenced me, and that led me to be more active in school and read more and be more academically sound. And that was my reflection, and that's my advice to the podcaster, to the listeners, is that say thank you to the people that have helped you or that have influenced you positively. Because he didn't give me anything. He was just being his own person, talking shit, talking whatever, he's speaking his mind. And he didn't get me the job. He just put in a good word and I had to do the rest. But he positively influenced my life. And I just wanted to say thank you. And that's my reflection today. If you have someone that has influenced you positively, say thank you to them and tell them that they have influenced you positively, because hey man, it's nice to listen to, and I was just feeling grateful, and that led me to like the whole reflection of how some people come into your life and how some people negatively influence you and how some people positively influence you. And it's up to you to make choices. And that's it, guys. I just wanted to share that with you, and I hope you have a good week. And I'm super excited to do some voiceover reading that I just finished. We just finished The Great Gatsby, if you check it out, Cultural Broker. And now I'm going to get into some speeches from American politicians. So John F. Kennedy, Roosevelt, and I'm kind of excited to work on those speeches and just see what you guys think about a Mexican American reading those American lectures or orators. All right, well, that's it, and I'm super excited. Stay next, because I'm going to be reading my notes on the class Rhetoric, the Art of Persuasive Writing and Public Speaking. And this is from edX.org. It's a nonprofit, and it actually comes from Harvard. So just name dropping there, huh? All right, guys. Thank you guys again for listening. Like, this is my journey on YouTube and podcasting. Like and subscribe. Thank you guys again. Goodbye.